WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always ABC streaming News on the Justin Civic Media Finch. App.
President Biden in Israel, the trip coming at a tenuous time after a blast at a hospital in Gaza that Hamas blames on Israel and Israel blames on Islamic Jihad. ABC's Martha Raddatz.
The head of the Palestinian Authority, President Mahmoud Abbas, canceling his meeting with the president, Jordan's King Abdullah, doing the same. And Iran's foreign minister tweeting, the time has come for the global unity of humanity against this fake regime, more hated than ISIS and its killing machine. Time is over.
Protests erupting Tuesday, including in Jordan. ABC's Lionel Moise.
Allahu Akbar!
Some trying to storm the Israeli embassy in Amman. Security forces using tear gas to disperse the crowd. Protesters in Iran also marched outside of the French and British embassies, setting fire to Israel's flag.
This is ABC News. There may be a new suspect in a house fire in New Orleans that killed three children. ABC's Jim Ryan says a caller to 911 is accusing the father of the kids of planning to set the fire.
A full-color, crystal-clear, and absolutely chilling home security video captures the moment that flames and smoke erupt from a house across the street in a New Orleans neighborhood. Within seconds, a person in dark clothing hustles down the front steps, gets into a car, and drives off, leaving three children, 3, 5, and 8 years old, to die in the burning home.
We may soon learn more about the death in Aruba of American teenager Natalie Holloway. The chief suspect in her disappearance, Joran Vandersloot, reportedly revealing what he knows as part of a plea deal. And some travelers may be getting on board their planes a little more quickly. Unina has come up with a new way to board in economy. Window seats, then the middle, then aisle seats. Justin Finch, ABC News.
Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know.
More people are being let go at the University of Wisconsin-Oshkosh. 140 people will lose their jobs outright, and another 76 people are accepting voluntary retirement offers. That's one of every six employees. UW-Oshkosh says the cuts will save about $15 million. No faculty members are being laid off, but 12 of the school's top administrators are. The university is trying to close an almost $18 million budget deficit. A Fond du Lac County Sheriff canine deputy who was injured in the line of duty is up and walking. The dog, Iroh, has the help of casts, but is much further along than expected. He was shot when a sheriff's deputy and a suspect exchanged gunfire Saturday night. Fond du Lac County Sheriff Ryan Waldschmidt says the goal was to get him to sit up, but Iroh went above and beyond. He took a few steps to retrieve his tennis ball.
Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Gerrymandering is not democracy. It's commie government. It's fake government. You have somebody that gets 48% of the vote and they get 67% of the seats. That is not democracy. It's fake democracy. It's the appearance of law without the reality or the actuality of law.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
To the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesdays with none other than my good friend, Executive Director of Citizen Action, Dr. Robert Craig. Good morning to you, Dr. Craig. How are you?
Good morning, Earl. Hope you're doing well.
You know, Dr. Craig, since we last spoke, things are not getting better. But before we get into all of that, you are a well-educated man. You're educated in an Ivy League school, one of the top schools in the nation. I have to ask you, freedom of speech on campuses, Dr. Craig, how important is that?
I was going to correct. I'm my PhD is University of Wisconsin, but I consider some of the graduate programs Ivy League level, but I've gone to all public universities.
Okay.
But needless to say, free speech is very important. Not only is it the First Amendment for a reason in the U.S. Constitution, it is central to learning. We have to be able to be self-critical of ourselves, of what we've received through our socialization, and that's what learning is all about. And if you start, you move towards dogmatism and orthodoxy of the type that is driving a lot of authoritarian movements in this world, and unfortunately in this country, if you start deciding what doctrines have to be learned on campus, effective free inquiry, Earl, the better, nobler, more humane ideals and ideas, they will rise to the surface, but you have to have a free interchange. If you don't have that, you make it more likely that people will stray because they've not learned things for themselves deeply and made their own decisions.
You know, Dr. Craig, part of, correct me if I'm wrong, of students in universities, learning the importance of this free speech, and it shapes who they are later on in life. Aren't we making mistakes when we start saying and controlling that and then saying to people, you can say this, but you can't say that? Isn't that a slippery slope, Dr. Craig?
I think it is. We do, though, make a distinction in constitutional law, right, between speech that is extremely harmful and free speech. It's Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes' famous dictum that you can't scream fire in a crowded theater. He was speaking at a time without fire alarms and sprinkler systems. We're doing that in those old wooden buildings would cause a stampede and kill people, right? That happened in this country frequently. And so you would have to make an argument that it was the speech was so hurtful it shouldn't be permitted, right? And the hurt, obviously, that's a physical hurt that Justice Holmes was talking about.
And who determines
there
that?
There can be mental and, well, I think the best way to determine that is to have free speech about free speech. In other words, not to have a universal dictum. It should not be that any one person declares this person, this word is out of bounds, and then and therefore they are. There needs to be some sort of, again, applying the ideas of free speech and free inquiry and having a process that can take that into account, but is not just one person shutting down another person.
So Dr. Craig, I'm sorry, go ahead.
We're talking about the obvious. Oh, if we're talking about the obvious example, like the Nazi comes on campus, right?
Right.
What if someone else then says that your discussion of the history of the Palestinian-Israeli conflict upsets me, and therefore I'm banning that too? In other words, there has to be standards in the process.
You know, Dr. Craig, so right now there are some students who said some things in all places, Harvard, and spoke out in protests against what is happening, in Gaza. And CEOs came out and blacklisted them and said, you guys aren't going to get a chance to, you know, once you get out of college, you don't have to worry about working for our corporations, because you clearly aren't going to get hired because we blacklisted you for what, Dr. Craig? Their freedom of speech. Is that right?
Well, it's right that it's happening. It's wrong, another sense of right and wrong, that it's happening. I actually heard it happen at the very beginning on the Morning Joe cable show, despite being an MSNBC, is not a progressive enlightened program. They had one of their commentators who has corporate background, and was demanding that Harvard release the names of all the students.
Yes.
So they wouldn't hire them. So that's the blacklisting. I couldn't believe it, because that is so coercive, right? That says, yeah, you have free speech. It's like the old blacklists in Hollywood, where anyone who could be, and you could tie the communist taint to,
right,
regardless of the truth of it or when it happened and what was going on with the person, then they couldn't work in Hollywood. That was the McCarthy stuff,
right,
something really bad that came out of Wisconsin. And this smacks of McCarthyism. Now, I think that, sure, people said, some students have said some things passionately, who feel passionately about the oppression of Palestinians and their suffering, that one could certainly question. The way to do that is within the free inquiry on the campus and debate and refutation and a back and forth, right, to try to get to some higher ground, not to start blacklisting people. And what's happened is, independent of how hurtful or how bad, because there's also kind of an anecdotal thing where it happened, you have a couple instances and now it's a wave, right? Do you know what I mean?
That, right,
media creates this impression that a lot more something's going on than it is. But it's being used malevolently to shut down national debate. In other words, it's not only shutting down these students, it's shutting down any free discussion of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict as well, because And this happened on Morning Joe as well. They just accuse anyone who has a different opinion as adopting the view of those students. It's very much like, yes, some young people in the anti-war movements in the 60s did things like carry Viet Cong flags. And it's an understandable mistake, the enemy of my enemy, you know, the U.S. imperialism and the army and being drafted into it. The fear of that is my friend, right, when they're not. That is something, and that was used to shut down the whole critique of the Vietnam War, make it last many years longer and kill many more innocent American soldiers and Vietnamese civilians. And so the political uses of this are even more toxic and far-reaching than what's happening on these campuses. I guess I have more faith that Harvard will protect their own students. Maybe I shouldn't, but then that this won't shut down debate and that this is not simply a propagandistic tactic. And you see it on Fox News. Fox News has been horrific this week, if you've sampled it at all. I'm talking about in prime.
Well, yes. You know, Dr. Craig, it is both Democrats and Republicans who are doing this. And I, again, it reminds me of Scott Walker and what took place when there was a recall of Scott Walker, and they put together a list of people who signed the recall list on Scott Walker, and they put that information out all over the state. Don't hire these people. Remember that, Dr. Craig?
Yeah, it is McCarthyistic blacklisting, and it is toxic to democracy. And the right loves to complain of cancel culture, but as a lot of their critiques are projection, they are the kings of cancel culture, right? And the way they take one thing they declare to be odious, and then now we're going to throw Joe Biden in. We're going to throw, you know, the Hakeem Jeffries in, absurdly. We're going to throw Tony Evers in. This is an authoritarian tactic, Earl, and it's toxic to the first principle of the Constitution, the First Amendment. But it's also to the whole Wisconsin idea. Remember the Wisconsin idea that really built the prosperity of the state, the powerful university system that was built based on free inquiry that Republicans with their gerrymandered legislature have been doing so much to undermine, that the Wisconsin idea was the sifting and winnowing. This is quoting one of the chancellors of ideas, that's at the center of Wisconsin and what made Wisconsin a great state, and which is still there in Wisconsin. We just need to restore it.
All right. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. It's Wednesday. That means my guest, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on the line. You can join us. We'll be right back.
Bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events. Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at Interscholastic Athletic Events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Highs around 63 this afternoon under cloudy skies with a chance for scattered rain showers. Winds out of the south 10 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered rain showers likely tonight. Lows around 50. Overcast skies. Chance for scattered showers again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 59. Cloudy skies expected. Chance for scattered rain showers Friday. Daytime highs approaching 56. 51. Cloudy skies expected Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 45.
From I-43 to I-41. This is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Wednesday. That means my guest, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on the docket. Let's go to David from Mequon. Good morning to you, David. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Good morning, Dr. Craig. I do have a question to ask, or two questions to ask Dr. Craig this morning. Number one, these were Harvard students that were in law school. And I guess my question is, being a Jewish person myself, if I went to a law firm and I know that they already have anti-Semitism against Jews and they're supposed to defend me, how does that work? That's the first question. Number two, I don't know if you saw what a gentleman named, I think it was a professor named Russell Rickford at Cornell University. And he specifically had a whole group of people saying it was exhilarating that with the attack, I mean, this is a professor that it was energizing, exhilarating. He was celebrating the death of Jews. How is that responsible with a professor teaching students that it's okay to murder people after the attack in cold blood? That's just beyond the pale. When we talk about fire in a movie theater, I think when we embrace people that are totally for, oh my God, I'm energized, it feels great that they did this, I think there should be consequences with that. And that should be adios to your job. I mean,
Dave,
you have a right to say it. They're not going to go to prison. And the other thing is, it's free speech has consequences. Free speech.
Okay, Dave. Now, if you can say. We have you. Thank you very much for the call, Dr. Craig. You want to respond?
Yeah, just to Dave, because as a Jewish American, you know, this has been a traumatic couple weeks. My whole father's side of the family is Jewish, so I'm not technically Jewish, but it's called the enlarged Jewish community. So I'm part of the Jewish community, but by the larger definition, and so. And culturally, traditionally, my father's side. So I would just say that what Dave just did, Earl, that is the accountability. That is the punishment, because other people are doing that. In other words, the anecdote to bad speech is good speech. Okay. And by the way, Harvard will be disciplined. If Harvard gets a reputation as being an unwelcome place for Jews, that will harm the law school tremendously, and they'll lose students to Yale, Princeton, Wisconsin, you know, Stanford, Berkeley, you name it, the other schools at their tier. And so that is so they may be wanting to do countermeasures, right, that make sure that Jews understand that they're welcoming, and obviously Jews will vote with their feet, right? Individuals, not whole groups. It's a question of who decides, right?
Right.
I tell you that that being ostracized, being called out, if you're a professor or a student, as being, you know, saying something so far out there and so that it's hurtful, that is a strong form of punishment, and there will probably be others. But it shouldn't be decided what by the federal government should now do something, or big corporations to self-enforce by creating blacklists. And do you trust them?
Yeah, that's
to put them together. So I just think that what he just did, and whatever how other people's free speech, not just Dave's. Is the way to regulate speech, and we need to reconstruct norms. And part of the problem with the right, Earl, is that we now have a leading presidential contender, former president, whose whole brand is to flout all these norms. Well, the norms Dave are talking about are self-enforced by opinion, by people, other people's good opinion of you and what they say about what you said.
You know, Dr. Craig, And I get it. I know the emotions of what is taking place and transpiring. And I thought the response to free speech, Dr. Craig, is other free speech. And so when we say that, you know, and it can't just be for this issue, it has to be for all issues, right? Because we can't just pick out one thing to say, we're not going to allow this speech. It has to be across the board. And so, believe me, trust me, I know that when we say that these children, these young people, again, based on this horrific situation, you know, when people were talking and marching on campus about Black Lives Matter, there was this hue and outcry about the fact that they should not be allowed to do these protests. And so when they were protesting the things that happened, and yet people wanted to shut that down, Dr. Craig, do you remember that?
I absolutely do.
And so
it's still going on.
Yeah, so Dr. Craig, we've got to go to break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You can join the conversation. We'll be right back.
It's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling in love.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. President Biden in Israel, the trip coming at a tenuous time after a blast at a hospital in Gaza that Hamas blames on Israel and Israel blames on Islamic Jihad. ABC's Martha Raddatz.
The head of the Palestinian Authority, President Mahmoud Abbas, canceling his meeting with the president, Jordan's King Abdullah, doing the same. and Iran's foreign minister tweeting, "The time has come for the global unity of humanity against this fake regime, more hated than ISIS and its killing machine. Time is over."
Protests erupting Tuesday, including in Jordan. ABC's Lionel Moise.
Allahu Akbar!
Some trying to storm the Israeli embassy in Amman. Security forces using tear gas to disperse the crowd. Protesters in Iran also marched outside of the French and British embassies, setting fire to Israel's flag.
This is ABC News.
Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know.
UW Fond du Lac will no longer have in-person instruction. University of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman says UW Oshkosh Fond du Lac campus and UW Washington County in West Bend will end in-person classes in June of 2024. Rothman says enrollment at four-year colleges is on the rise, but at two-year campuses, it's been declining for years. That leaves 10 UW branch campuses open, with only Stevens Point and Green Bay overseeing more than one branch campus. Sheboygan police are looking for a suspect in a robbery. The suspected crime took place around 7 p.m. Monday night at an Amoco gas station on Indiana Avenue. And police say the suspected burglar was able to get money out of the cash register without using threats or force. Authorities say the suspect is about 5.5 feet tall with a lean build. If you have any helpful information, please call the Sheboygan Police Department. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Trunk or treat. I'm going trunk or treating.
Terry, you got to be talking about one of the Halloween events coming up at both Green Bay area YMCAs Saturday, October 28th. It's fun for the whole family and includes games, a costume contest, and of course, Halloween treats, my favorite.
Oh, and Todd, it's happening at the East Side YMCA from 1 to 4, then the West Side YMCA from 4 to 7. But the trunk or treat, well, that one's only on the East Side between 1 and 2. Decorate your car and the kids get treats from your trunk.
Sounds like a lot of fun, and it's all free. Would you rather help out? You can volunteer for any of the Halloween events on Saturday, October 28th at both Green Bay YMCAs.
Find all the information at greenbayymca.org. greenbayymca.org. Keeping you connected to your community, the talk of Green Bay, WGBW 1590 AM, 97.9 FM, and the Civic Media Radio Network.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
And find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website.
Goodbye, you're planted. A nickel was a fare to take you anywhere.
back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on. You know, Dr. Craig, when you what is taking place right now with the Republicans in Congress, what outcome do you see? I mean, they can continue to trot out Jim Jordan. That clearly Jim Jordan is not going to become the speaker. And yet it is, again, Republicans who can't seem to come to grips with what is in the best interest of the nation. Your thoughts, you've been around a while. How's this going to end up?
Well, let me emphasize first a point not being made by the cable news squawkers. And that is, notice that one option they will not consider, and some of them are making it, but it's not the main focus. One argument, one thing the Republicans will not consider, you'll notice, at all, is circumventing their, you know, their far right, the folks who Matt Gaetz and the ones who made this happen, by working with the Democrats and creating a unity speaker. The Constitution doesn't anticipate parties. People who framed it didn't believe in political parties. There is no constitutional position that the party that has a majority exclusively decides, and they have to be able to elect the speaker only with their votes, right? That is simply concocted as a way for a party to hold power. This party has a very narrow majority, and it's not a governable majority. And so we're going to go round and round and around, because I agree with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. This caucus, this House Republican caucus, it's not a matter of there being a big moderate wing. Everyone's on a continuum of fealty to Donald Trump and the MAGA wing. And you can see this. Who was the candidate of Donald Trump?
Jim Jordan.
The wannabe, exactly, Mr. Jordan. And Mr. Jordan is an insurrectionist. In fact, Lynn Cheney this week said that he knew more than almost anyone about the plot to disrupt the vote. The Electoral College count vote that was a key part of the American electoral process that was about to officially announce that Joe Biden had won the election. That's what the January 6th insurrection was about. And so I don't know. We're going to go round and around. The question is, can they take their Speaker Pro Tem, McHenry from North Carolina, and extend him for 60 days, give him a few more powers, and then prevent a government shutdown? The clock is ticking on that. That's right, just before, a little before Thanksgiving, or not. So we're watching their own dysfunction before our eyes. And here's why. They've been electing, Earl, people who don't want to govern for a long time, starting in the 90s, starting with the Gingrich ring. And I noticed when Hattie needed someone to defend this, I heard he's going to have a former Speaker of the House on. And I do darn well it wasn't going to be John Boehner. It wasn't going to be Paul Ryan, right?
Right.
It was going to be Newt Gingrich. So Gingrich started all this and shut the government down multiple times until they got burned politically for doing it. Turned out the public didn't want the government shut down. It didn't want to get your Social Security checks, your veterans' benefits. In fact, it made visible and tangible to people all the things their Democrat government does that helped them and allow them to meet their daily demands.
You know, Dr. Craig, it's just not getting any better. And these people are holding on to all of this and in hopes that if we don't get our way, then we're going to shut it all down. We're going to burn it down. A handful of people. And as I stated before you came on, what do we have as a system of government to address the fact that a handful of people in this democracy can do the damage that these people are doing?
So I'm going to take this direction that may surprise you, Earl. I've been reading a fair amount of theology lately, and one insightful thing a theologian that I was reading said was that people are incurably religious, and if you destroy their gods, they will adopt false gods. And if you think about the conspiracy to undermine the power of democracy, which is a corporate conspiracy, they didn't want anyone telling them that they couldn't burn fossil fuels, couldn't sell cigarettes to minors or handguns and guns, including assault rifles, lead paint, even if it's causing hundreds of thousands of kids to have their development stunted permanently. They went after government. The conservative movement's been discrediting government. Well, what false god comes in? Well, what steps in other than a Donald Trump-like figure? And so the other thing another theologian said was, it appears that humans will not release their false gods until there's enough suffering, until they suffer the consequences. So my concern, Earl, is that the only way that starts to change minds on the Republican side, including a lot of people in Wisconsin who don't see MAGA but vote for MAGA, is the consequences, right? In other words, they crash things and we see where that leads. And then people start to question the false idols one of the two main political parties is currently following.
Let's go to Bill from Oconomowoc. Good morning, Bill. You say what?
We have a situation in our country where the minority runs the majority. But awareness, which civic radio is bringing to the forefront, is happening. If you recall, when under George Bush, we had a series of codes, and the orange code and the green code and all that.
Right.
Well, we're at code red right now with domestic terrorism in our country. And we have terrorists in government, and our laws are so weak that even though they've broken them, for some reason, we're not enforcing them. But the key to all of this is what civic radio is doing, is awareness. So keep it up. I've been calling politicians on a regular basis, and I'm talking about the domestic terrorist in our state. And I tell them, if you don't resign, you will not like the charges that you're going to be facing. And I invite them to call me and discuss it. I said, because I hope you care about the state. None of them returned my calls. None of them. And I'd be dreaming to think they would. That's how bad things have gotten. And if we don't have a strong offense, we're playing nothing but defense. Let's get back on offense. Let's run the ball. Let's play, as we used to call it in football, some smash mouth football. Let's come at them. It's time for us to get off our feet, myself included, and become activists. Thanks so much for what you guys do.
Well, you know, it's a great analogy, Bill. But Dr. Craig, you want to respond to Bill?
That was all great. I agree. And democracy is a participatory sport. So I especially want to commend the last part where he said we all have to get involved and be activists. And we only can stand up to this if we come together, in other words, in groups. The individual calls to legislators, those are all great, but it's organized groups of citizens, not there for their own self-interest, but for a common interest. That is what is the balance and what can turn things around. I also completely agree with the caller that there's a huge domestic terrorism problem, and it's coming internally from the right. The FBI research is overwhelming on this. And when Jim Jordan and his ilk talk about weaponizing the government and Donald Trump, they're talking about holding domestic terrorists accountable who are right-wingers and support them. That is what they're talking about. That's a code word. And so there's an attack on the rule of law going on. And that's a much bigger threat. That threat is not right now from people from other countries, from people from other religious faiths. Remember all the hysteria right about all Muslim people under George W. Bush with the completely that highly costly and murderous Iraq war that had nothing to do with 9/11. We need to be on the offensive. He's right, and right now the Democratic Party is a very loose coalition of everyone who still believes in the structure of democracy, but they have a lot of disagreements, and there's a lot of elected Democrats that don't want to do what's necessary to check this, and that is actually enabling it and will allow it to happen.
So Dr. Craig, I don't understand why the Democrats are unwilling to check it, because the cancer is growing, right? It starts in one part of the body, and if the cancer is not dealt with in one part, the part of the body where it emanates from, it spreads throughout the entire body. So we know this, and why are Democrats so unwilling to really take this on?
So, remember, I was quoting Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez on the Republican caucus and the House being on a continuum of fealty to Trump. In
right.
other words, how much they would do, Jordan being on the far end of anything he commands. I think that's true in the Democratic Party. There's a range, and you do have a lot of people, Democratic Party and former Republicans, or whether they've renounced it or not, like Lynn Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, the January 6th investigation, stepping up. I mean, some attorney generals have filed charges against the people who were fake electors and tried to fraudulently report the wrong result for their states. Others, including Wisconsin, have not. So there's this dimension. What the January 6th investigation was an example of standing up, because the best investigative reporting I've read indicates that shamed Merrick Garland, who the U.S. Attorney General has been unwilling to act, forced him into acting because they got so much evidence they shamed him, right? So they played a role, but we've got to get to the point where those who want to take appropriate and necessary action do so in the 1920s, where a lot of democracy was snuffed out. One of the repetitive narratives was the people who were not fascists are being unwilling to check it, unwilling to do what was necessary to prevent it. And then once they had control, then you have much less leverage. And you're talking about massive peaceful civil disobedience movements as the only option. Those are very hard to put together.
We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. My guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. We'll be right back.
Buck Tussle has been providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin before it was cool. Now we're celebrating the company and the bug that started it all. In honor of our mascot, Buford's birthday, and the anniversary of our company, we are giving new customers free service until 2024, and 5 current customers will win $1,000 each. For more details and to get Buck Tussle internet today, call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Here's
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy this afternoon with a chance for scattered showers. Highs around 63. Winds out of the south 10 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast skies. Tonight, scattered rain showers likely. Lows level off around 50. Chance for scattered rain showers again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 59. Cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 56. Friday, with a chance for scattered rain showers. 51. Cloudy skies expected. Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 48.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Romeo, Casanova, I am. But with you, I'm just a little lamb. I can spit out fire when my anger turns to rage. You touch me, and once again I'm a babe.
A mystery to me, and I guess I never will understand how you got me moving in a new direction. Every day there's a new expression.
All right, welcome back to the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You know, Dr. Craig, with the 2024 elections, you know, swiftly approaching, what is going on with Citizen Action? And I think, you know, I'd be remiss if we didn't, these last few minutes, allow you an opportunity to let the listening audience know more about Citizen Action and, excuse me, and how they can get involved.
Yeah, that's great, Earl. Your last caller talked about the importance of becoming activists, getting involved. And so we are really deepening our base of folks around the state who are coming together and taking action, and also obviously deeper and deeper training as to how to do that, how to have impact. And so we're starting a phone deep canvas that's a deeper conversation with voters around some key healthcare issues that we've been working on with legislators going to come up in the fall. And so and that's a step towards then. Since they will not pass with this legislature, bring them into the election season and impacting who is in the state legislature. We'll be able to have a more democratic result if we get fair maps from the state Supreme Court, which looks more likely now since the threat of the impeachment of Janet Protasiewicz. It seems to be receding for now, though I don't trust Voss just to be, you know, circumlocuting. So there are ways to get involved all over the state. We're in five major regions of the state, and our website, CitizenActionWI.org, or just web search CitizenAction Wisconsin. You can get the information there, or we have an extremely active social media feed, Facebook. You can follow us on Facebook, for example, if that's your social media, and see what we're doing and up to and learn about it there, right, and decide. And very easy to talk to a local organizer and to hear what others in your community are doing and a lot of ways you can get involved at different levels of involvement, from someone who can just, you know, make a few phone calls, go to a protest, to people who want to actually work in the leadership and planning what we're doing both statewide and in regions. And of course, we're building all these muscles, Earl, because we're going to need a tremendously powerful grassroots army to win this key state, one of the states that decides the balance of power in our country in an election where democracy is on the line. And, you know, we're doing other work, Earl. I mean, we were disappointed to see the result on the massive subsidy to Miller, yesterday.
American Family Field,
There were some legislators that did the right thing and stood up against, because this has chose the unified power of corporate Wisconsin, because they influenced both Robin Voss and Tony Evers.
I was surprised how many Democrats voted, Dr. Craig.
There was pressure on them. There was pressure from the governor. So this is a bipartisan conspiracy. And we're not saying that there shouldn't be an arrangement. We're saying this is a terribly one-sided deal that only benefits one party, the 100 millionaire owner of the Brewers, that there could be all sorts of committee benefits we got out of it, like we got with Pfizer, with the owners of the Bucks, that aren't even being part of this. There's just this, and there's no crisis or emergency where we have to decide this right now. It's sort of like buying the house that you could have negotiated down and gotten a balanced deal and just buying the first offer. That's right. What's going on. Now, there are folks who stood up, Supreme Moore Mukunde, state representative from Milwaukee, is one of them. There are others. I would look at the roll call, everyone, and see what everyone did. And there were some that were cross-pressured. I had calls from people who voted the wrong way, who felt terrible about it, but also felt like they shouldn't make this vote because of the pressure on them. And they're people who would be with us if we organize more people. They will be with us, right? Their hearts are with us. So there's a difference between ones who are all for this and ones who kind of, with great regret, pulled the yes lever. So we need to make those distinctions too.
But Dr. Craig, leadership takes courage.
I agree. And there's a reality that when we build, you know, when we get to a situation where we're building Wisconsin again, right, like in the Fighting Doug LaFalla tradition or Gaylord Nelson tradition, then what will happen is there's always going to be politicians who feel a lot more courage if the flow is going the right way. There are going to be some that are firebrands. I mean, Senator Chris Larson and Senator Tim Carpenter are examples of people who have really stood up on the brewer issue. So you have those, but you're never going to have a majority of any party to have that much courage, unfortunately. Though you want to, when we do this in elections and primaries, try to get as many courageous people in there as possible, right? But there's always going to be kind of a group that's going to go with the direction of things and not want to stand up to a Democratic governor. I have no idea why the Democratic governor is not for getting a better deal. No one really has access to his decision-making on this. Clearly, I think the Brewers owner does.
Dr. Craig, we got to leave it there. Thank you very much as always. We'll be back again with you next Wednesday. And based on how fast things are moving, I don't know where we're going to be, but thank you very much as always. Thank everybody who made the show go. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WIS Caregiver Careers makes it easy with free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at wiscaregiverscdcp.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Kroot. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CB Green Bay.